Begin the Karen Daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavdal. Begin on the top line of the Yamid, where the Gemara continues to discussing the Mishnah of the previous Daf. Now, as we mentioned, with all the previous Mishnahs discussing the new month, which is based on Kiddush HaChodesh, when Bezdin decides this is the new month, either on day 30 or 31 from the previous month. So he said that we investigate, we're Baidik V'edim, to make sure that they're telling the truth and what they're saying is correct, that that was what they cited was the new month. So some of the questions that they were asked, as our Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, was Kama Ha'yigavaya, how high off the ground did it seem like the moon was? Ulayin Hayinaita, which way was it facing? V'chulu, etc. Now, the Gemara says, Tanachad, we learned in one Braisa, which is not necessarily related to what we're quoting from the Mishnah, but it's related to these ideas that, and this is based on the Meiri's interpretation of the Gemara, which is, Litzvayna, if the Edom say that the moon was facing towards the northern part of the world, then Devar V'Kayam, and then what he's saying is correct. L'drema, but if he says it was to the south, then Loi Makomi hasn't said anything. To which the Gemara asked, but Batani Yipcha, but we learned the exact opposite. We learned, L'drema, if he says it's to the south, then Dvarv Kayam, and then what he says is correct. L'tzvayna Loi Makomi, but if he says it's to the north, then what he said is not correct. So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. Depends what time of the year it is to say where it is that you're seeing the moon, and that, as we said on the previous stop, that the moon, by the time of the renewal of the Moilid, is going to be right by Shkiyas Achama time. Now, on that, it depends what time of the year it is. Where is the setting of the sun, if that's in the northern part or the southern part? Which is, it's always on the west, but sometimes in the north and sometimes in the south. And that is Khan, the first braisa that says, if you're saying to the north, then you're Dvar V'Kayamin, but the south is incorrect, is B'maisa Chama. It's in the summer months. And that is in the summer, for example, the long days of the Tekufa of Tammuz, then the sun sets in the western part, in the north, as the Braisa brings in Masechta Zeiv and Dafnam Vav and Maral, that the sun goes out in the long days, all the way in the north, and it sets all the way in the north. That's what's called Panei Tzofen. Whereas Khan, the second Braisa that said, actually in the south it's true, if you say it was in the north and it's not true, it's B'Maisek Sham, it's in the winter months, where when the sun goes out in the short days, it leaves in the south, then it goes from east to west, and it sets in the south, that's what's called Panei Darm. Where in Nisan and Tishrei, which is in the middle of the year, then the sun leaves is actually in the middle of Mizrach and sets in the middle of Mizrach. That's because Tekufas of Nisan, then we have that the equinox, we have that the days and the nights are equal, and then the sun would go exactly from the middle. But regarding what we're saying, north is true and south is not, or south is true and north is not, that depends. In the summer, it's going from north and then ending in north. And in the winter, it's lower down, it starts in south and ends in south. Now the Gemara continues explaining in the Braisa the terms that were mentioned in the beginning of a Gemara from the Mishnah, which we said that some of the questions were, how high was it? So Tarman, within the Braisa, Echad Oy Megavoya Beis Mardois, if one of the two witnesses, and here we're coming to find out if they're both are matching up to see if they're saying the truth, is if one of them says that it was two goads high, which goad is a type of a tool that's a pointy stick type to goad on to push the animals, the oxen. So if one says that it looked like it was two goads high from the ground, meaning looking at it from his view, one said it would look like it was three goads high, then Adusin Kayamas, that's not such a discrepancy, and then their edus will be true, it'll be valid. But if one says that it was three, one said it looked like it was five goads high, then they do some Matela, then their edus is nullified, there's too much of a discrepancy. However, it's not so much like a blatant lie as if here they're definitely making this up, so they can't join together, but they could join if, let's say, one of them could go join with another aide who also says that he thinks it was five and he says it was five. The two of them could join together to say the aides, and then they'll accept those two to accept it. Tamar Lenten Abraisa, again, continuing on this theme about what is valid for what they're saying regarding the new moon and what's not. So, Re'inuhu B'mayim, if let's say they say we saw the new moon either from a river or from a spring where we saw the image of the moon, or Reinu Ba'ashashas, we saw it in the reflection of a lantern, or Reinu Ba'avim, we saw it in the clouds, and that it was a cloudy day, but we saw the shine of the new moon coming through the thickness of the clouds. Ein Me'idin Alav, that is not valid testimony for the new moon. You have to see it clear in its own right. You can't see it reflected or through something else. Chetzi B'mayim, if you saw half of it in the water, or chetzi b'avim, half in the clouds, or chetzi b'ashash, half in the lantern, im in love, you can't say testimony on it, which the Gemara asked. Hashtaf, we said already in the Reisha, kuloi amrit loi, if you said you saw the entire thing, but it was through reflection, or it was through something else, then we said that's not valid. Then chetzi m'boi, then when the Sefer says that if you only saw half of it, and that half in the water, that we would have to tell, of course. If you saw the whole thing, it's not valid. For sure, half in through the water, or whatever, for sure wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, rather, this is what the end of the Braisa was saying. If chetzi b'mayim chetzi b'rikia, if only half was in the water, but that the other half you saw clearly in the sky, or chetzi b'avim chetzi b'rikia, half of it was clouded over, but the other half you saw clearly, or chetzi b'ashash was chetzi b'rikia, half was through a lantern, and half you saw in its own right, that is what the Braisa is saying. Even so, Eima Eden, even then you wouldn't be able to say testimony. You have to see the entirety in its clarity, not hidden behind anything, even if it's only half of it. Talk about one of the Braisa. Renuhu reshuv le'renuhu. Let's say they say we saw the moon, the new one, but then we didn't see it anymore. And that the Braisa says, Eima Eden alav. Such a moon, you can't say testimony that that was the new moon for the new month to be kaveh the chedush. The Gemara asks, Kol hachi chazu levazli, when he has to continuously see it, why can't he say testimony? You think he has to stand there forever and say, oh, I see it, I see it, I see it? He saw it. Why would that be invalid? So Abai says, no, this is what the Braisa was saying. We saw it by ourselves. And what that means is we weren't paying attention. We just noticed it. Then v'shavnu l'rois amidatina. So we came back to see it, to say, wait, was that the new moon? So that we could say edus about it. We wanted to make sure that's what it was. V'loi renuhu. And then we didn't see it anymore. And that is what the Braisa says, ein mi'id nalav. Then you can't say testimony. My time, what's the reason? Because emru kuvisa de'eva ba'amu d'chazi. We say that what they saw was just a round white circle from the clouds, which appeared like the moon. So it just looked like it. And we're going to say, wait, was that it? And then they're looking, they couldn't find it anymore. And that's why you can't say testimony. You have to have had a concerted, conscious effort to look at it and see it. That would be considered something valid to say edus about it, that that was the new moon, to then make the new month. Next Mishnah continues on this process of after that they have verified the two Eidim being kosher. So then Reish Bezin Oymer Mekudesh, so the head of the Bezin, he says that this month is sanctified. V'cholham Oyn Achra Mekudesh Mekudesh, and the entire people, they answer, it's sanctified, it's sanctified. And that would make that day as Reish Chodesh. Now the Tanakhama says, Bein Shneir Bezmani, this is whether it was seen in its time, which means to say the first time you could see it, which is day 30, to make the previous month a chaser into 29 days. And Bein Shalei Ner Bezmani, whether it wasn't seen in its time, meaning it was what's called Mu'uber, it was pregnant, it was extended, it was a day later than normally, which is day 31. Either way, Mekachanai, so you sanctify the new month, whether it would be on day 30 or day 31. Blazabar Tzadik Amihi argues, he says, Im Loi Ner Bezmani, if it wasn't seen in its time, meaning on day 30, then Im Mekachanai, so then you do not sanctify it on day 31. Shekvar Ketru Shemayim, because heaven has already sanctified it. As we explained in previous Dafim, the month cannot be longer than 30 days. So day 31 has to be the new month. So if it's by day 31, you don't have to sanctify because heaven is already sanctified because we know this is the day of Rish Chedesh. Now the Mishnah had said Reish Bezdin. He's the one that says Mekudesh. So the Gemara's Menachem Miller, from where do we know this concept that the Reish Bezdin, the head of the court, has to say that it's sanctified? So Ram Chibar Gamna, Amr Yisiv and Shol, Amr Rabbi, Amr Krat says in the Pasuk B'Yikra, V'yidaber Moshe es Mayadi Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu said about the holidays of Hashem. Now, Mekan, from here is where we learn, Shereish Bezin Oy Mekudesh, that the head of the Bezin has to say that it's sanctified because Moyadei Hashem are the designated times of Hashem, which means to say, to sanctify the times of the month, which is starts with saying, when is Rish Chedesh? Meish Rabbeinu, who is the Av Bezin, he had to say that, and there's the source from the Bereish Bezin saying Mekudesh. Now, the Mishnah then said, V'cholam Aynin Acharav, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Then all the people respond to that and saying, it's sanctified, it's sanctified. Where do we know that idea? So I'm Papa on my credit, it says in the Puzzle in the Yikra, it says, Ashetikru Oysam, that you should call them out. Now, Kribe Atem, we could read the word Oysam, which is written Aleph Tav Mem, also as Atem, you, in the plural. Ashetikru Atem, that you, the plural, should call out, that is, the people should also call out Mekudesh. Another source of Nachman Yitzchok Amar, it says there in that pasuk, Eileheim Moyadoi. These, they are my designated times. Now, it didn't have to say heim, it could have said Eile Moyadoi. These are my set times. What's heim? It means heim yoimu Moyadoi. It means that they should say, meaning the people should say that they are Moyadoi. So it's Eile, these are, that heim, that the people, they should say Moyadoi, that these are my designated time, which means to say that they should respond accordingly, Mekudesh. Now the Gemara asks, however, Mekudesh Trezimni Lamalei. So we know that the people have to respond. But why do they have to do it two times? The Chselik, it says over there in that pasuk, says, Mikroi Kodesh, the convocations, the announcements of holiness, which that sounds like two times, Mikroi is plural, so that's why we say that they should respond, not once, but twice, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Now the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik Omer, his opinion was, Im Loi Ner Bezman, if it wasn't seen in this time, meaning you didn't make Rish Chodesh on day 30, but rather on day 31, then Imakash and I said, then you do not sanctify it, because heaven has already done it. Now, Tanya Lindner, Brice, the playmaker, he says the opposite of Elizabeth Tzaddik. He says, Bizmanli Imakach Nice. If it's on day 30, then you don't have to sanctify it because it doesn't need any support. That is something in its own right. Shalai Bizmanli Imakach Nice. But if it's not in its time, meaning it's only day 31, then you do have to sanctify it because that's an extension of what would normally be, let's say, on day 30. You're extending the previous month into a Chodesh Mober. Then you have to go ahead and support that by designating it as Mekudesh and sanctifying day 31 as the first day of Rish Chodesh. He says, no, this is the fourth opinion. We had one opinion that says you do it by both. We had one opinion that says you only do it by Ma'uber. And you have one that says you only do it by the Bizmani. His opinion is, the fourth opinion says, no, neither situation are you Mekadosh. You actually never make the announcement to sanctify Rish Chodesh. Like it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, it says, B'kadosh to Mishnas HaChamishim, you should sanctify the 50th year, the year of Yovel, you have to be Mekadosh. Now that the deek is, Shonamat Mekadosh. You sanctify years, v'yat mekadosh chadashim, you don't sanctify months. And that's something you don't have to say, mekudosh. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, the halach is k'b'lazer b'tzadig, that it's only bizmanoi that you say mekudosh, but when there's mu'ber, then already heaven did it already, and therefore you don't have to say mekudosh. Amar Abai, he says, afmanam tenina, we also learned like this in the Mishnah later on. He wants to bring a raya that the Stam Mishnah is like k'b'lazer b'tzadig, where the Mishnah later on says, ru'uhu bezdin v'chal yisov. Let's say bezdin and all the Jewish people, they saw the new moon on day 30. Or Nechgur Edom, or they already had investigated and they processed the Edom already. But they didn't get a chance to say, to designate day 30, which would make the previous month as a chaser, to say Mekudesh until it already was dark. So that the Mishnah says, Harizim Ubr, it's too late. It doesn't make a difference. Since you didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, it already makes it into a full month, and only tomorrow will become Rish Chodesh. Now, the inference of Abai is, Mu'ubr in. It sounds like that it's going to be extended by nighttime by default, but Mekudesh Loi, but not that it's going to be that you'll sanctify tomorrow. Meaning from the fact that it didn't say in the Mishnah over there, Hariz Miskadesh Lamachar, that you should sanctify tomorrow, it just says that it will be Mu'ubr, sounds like that it happens by itself, and that you don't sanctify, which is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's opinion. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Actually, Mu'ubr is Trochalei. It was necessary for the Mishnah later on to teach us the Chiddush of that it gets extended. In other words, we could say that really tomorrow, even day 31, is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, and you have to mekadesh it. Now, why didn't the Mishnah then say that? It's because we wanted to tell you specifically the chiddush of that it actually gets extended. Because Sogadai Dechemina, we would have thought to say, Hayelver Uhu Bezdin Mechal Yisrael, like the case said, that Bezdin saw it, all the Jewish people saw it. So a farsima, so it's public knowledge that day 30 was already the new month, because everyone saw the new moon. And therefore, V'loy Labrua, we shouldn't extend it, because although we didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, but you can't say tomorrow's Rish Chodesh. Everyone knows today is already day one. Everyone saw the new moon. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chodesh. In spite of that, even though everyone saw, but since we didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, we weren't able to designate it, and therefore, even in spite of that, only tomorrow will be Rish Chodesh. Now, what Abai means to say, what the Gemara means to say to refute Abai's Rai is that had it said, Harizim Eskadesh Lamacha, that, oh, it's too late, you missed it, you have to sanctify tomorrow, then we would have thought to say that actually the counting of the days actually starts from yesterday. Because you can't say that tomorrow is day number one because everyone saw. And therefore, yes, you have to sanctify tomorrow because you have to designate the new moon, the new month by saying Mekudesh, but that would be retroactive for yesterday. That's why the Mishnah later on had to say that it's Mu'uber, that no, it's extended. We start day one tomorrow, not today. But of course, it's not a ride to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik that it could be that actually we would have to be Mekadesh. It's just that we wanted to say the other Chiddush of Mu'uber, not of Mekudesh. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this idea about how they used to check out the Edom to make sure where the placement of the moon was, what direction it was facing. So the Mishnah tells us that the Mus Tzuris Lavana, they were the shapes of the forms and formations of the moon, Hoyle and Gliel had these shapes, Betavla on the board, Ubekaisel Baliyasa, and on his wall in his upper story in his attic. Shabahen Maras Adyaitis, that he would show for common people that didn't know the understanding of the moons. And he would tell them, he would be visual for them, because they weren't able to understand abstract ideas about the moon. He would show them pictures. Did you see like this? Did you see like that? And that's how he would facilitate the process of checking out to make sure that they saw the appropriate new moon. Now, the Gemara asks on this, Umishari, was it permitted for Gamliel to have the image of the moon? But for Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Shemais that says, Lo yisasun iti, it says in the pasuk, you shouldn't make with me, Hashem says, which what that means is forms that are with me, Hashem says, you shouldn't make, where the pasuk there ends off, Elihei Chesef, Elihei Zav, gods of silver, gods of gold, Leisasu Lechem, you shouldn't make for you. Which the meaning of what that means is Leisasu Kud Musham Ashai, that you shouldn't go ahead and make like the images of those that serve me, which that includes the moon. So how is Ramlil able to have the image of the moon? So Mavai Abai says, Le'asr Torah Elishamoshin, the Torah only made forbidden things that are, so to speak, with Hashem, which serve him, She'ef Shalah Sois Kamoisan, that you could make the replicate of that. Could it sound like within the Braisa? Le'asr Odom Bayis Tavna Seichel, a person shouldn't make his house with the dimensions of the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. Neither should he make an achsadra, which Tosfos explains to mean that generally achsadra is something that has three walls and it's open on the fourth side. Tavnas Ulam, with the dimensions of the antechamber. Chatzir Keneged Hazar, he shouldn't make his courtyard corollary to how the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash was. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, his table should not be the exact measurement of the table in the Beit HaMikdash. Menorah Keneged Menorah, he shouldn't make his candelabra the same as the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. Aval Oisa, however, what he could do is, and we continue on to Amud Beis, Shachamisha, Bishal Shisha, Bishal Shmaina, the menorah that he's making could have five sticks or six or eight, as long as it doesn't have seven. Because Bishal Shiva lo yasa, if it's seven, then they shouldn't make it. And Afila Shoshami the Matchis, that would even be other types of metals. And that is because actually, although it was made out of gold in the Beis HaMikdash, but all types of metal actually were kosher. As the Brayis HaMenachas of Chav Chesam and Beis brings, the Pasuk says over there, Vasisa Benoiras Zahav Tar Mikshati Asa, where the opinion of this Tana is mentioned over there that it's with cloud prat to cloud. The general statement is of a sisa menoras. You should make a menorah, which is a general statement. Then says it should be made out of zahar tar, pure gold, which is a prat, is a specification. Then it says mikshat yas, it should be made engraved, which is a general statement, chaz v'kol. So what the law of cloud prat to cloud is that we say that what's characteristic of the specific, which is a type of metal, so to all metals will work, and therefore you shouldn't make the menorah with seven sticks coming out of it with any type of metal. He says, actually, afshal eitz layasa, you shouldn't make the menorah even out of wood, where the Gemara in Menachos there explains that he holds that even wood would be kosher for the menorah, because he learns not with klal prat klal, but actually with what's called ribui mit or ribui, which there the general statement is that the ribui is inclusive of everything, and the mit is only diminishes one component, which is the most not likely and appropriate for the Beis HaMikdash, which is cheres, is earthenware, but actually wood would be kosher, and actually kedech she'asu malchei beis chashmonai, like he brings that actually this is what the kings of the house of the chashmonai, that's what they did when they overpowered the Greeks and they chased them out of Yerushalayim, then they purified the Beis HaMikdash, but they were very poor and they couldn't make it out of gold. They went ahead and made it out of wood. So Amar Loi, they responded to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, Misham Rai, you bring a proof from the chashmonai. Actually, shvudin shel barzel hayu. They actually were spit out of iron. V'chipun babatz, and then they covered it with tin, which actually some have the girsa be'etz, that they covered it with wood. Now, heshu, when they got wealthier, asim shel kasav, they made out of silver. Chazur heshu, when they got even more wealthier, then asim shel zav, then they made it out of gold. However, one thing that we see from the price is that Abai is responding, this of leisasun et, don't make with the things that are with me, it means things that you could replicate, and things that are with Hashem, like those of the Beis HaMikdash. But things like the moon, which we anyways can't get the exact dimensions of the moon, we don't know exactly what it's like. Therefore, that's not going to be an exact replica. That's not an Isra of Leisasun Iti. To which the Gemara asks, V'shamoshon she'ef shalah sois kamoisan, Mishari, is it really true, like Abai is saying, that those which serve Hashem, that you can't make exactly anyway, that's permitted to make, and which would permit Rimlil to have the image of the moon? But V'tanya Linda, Bryce, that says, the Pasuk in Shemois that says, Leisasun Iti, you shouldn't make an image of that which is with me, which the Brisa explains, Leisasin kidmus shamashai hamasham shalavanei bamarim, that you shouldn't make even like the images which serve me in the heights, which those are things which we can't make exactly. We don't know what exactly it's like, and yet still the Brisa says that's forbidden to make that image of, which is not like what Abaya said. Some Abaya answers, no. La asra taira el dmus arba pon mahadi hadadi. What's considered et that's forbidden? It's that which is really next to Hashem, which is that there was the, so to speak, the Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne of glory, which he would, so the Shechina would sit on that, which is one object, which has the Chayas HaKadosh, which were the four different images on it. That's what's considered et. That's really considered next to Hashem, and that's Bamarim, which is forbidden. But the other things like the Levana and the Chama, those things are not forbidden. But the Gemara asks, Elamayat, but if that's the case, that the only thing that's forbidden with ET to make is that image which has all the four images together, then parts of Adam l'chudei tishri, then the image of just man alone should be permitted, because actually that's one of the four images which is on the throne of glory. And yet still the Abaye was answering that the forbidden of E.T. is only when you have all those four together. So Allah Matanya, then why did we do it in the Braisa then, that Kala Pertzuf and Mutaran, all faces are permitted to make, Chutz Mipatz of Adam, except for the face of man, what would be forbidden of making the face of man? E.T. wouldn't include just man, it would only if you have all four together, which is the eagle and there's other types of images, why would it be us or just a man? Some of whom the Bereid of E.D. says, Bipikid Abaye Shmili, from the lecture of Abaye, I understood that Loisasun E.T., the way you could expound that word E.T. is Loisasun Oisi. Hashem says, don't make me. And Hashem appears in the form of a man's face, which is, that's why a man has the Tzel Melekim, has that image of God. That's why man is different. E.T., with those with me, is only having all four images together. But man is different because that actually included in Loisasun Oisi, don't make me. But then the Gemara continues to ask, V'shar Shamashon Mishari, but is it true that other things that serve Hashem that are not just the Kisei HaKavod are permitted to make? But for Tanya Lin, the Braisa, it says, Leisasun E.T., you shouldn't make those things that are with me. Which the Braisa says clearly, Leisasun Kidmush Shamashayim Mishamash Levon Mebemarim, that you shouldn't make like those images that serve me in the heights, Kugain, and it doesn't just say the Kisei HaKavod, Aifanim, Besrafim, Vechayis, HaKodesh, Malach, HaSharis, which these are all different types of ministering angels and different spiritual beings, where those are also forbidden to make. And they're not just the Kisei HaKavod. And therefore, the same thing should apply to the Levana, to the moon that should be forbidden for Mingil to make. So Abaye says that no, the Torah only made forbidden those which serve Hashem in the upper, higher spheres, which there is seven different rikias, seven different heavens that go up to Hashem. The seventh one, which that's literally E.T. with me, all the way on the top, those are the Malachim and the Ifanim, those are forbidden. But the sun and the moon and the stars and the constellations, they're in the lower domains, which is called the Rekia Hasheni, the second sky. As the Gemara explains in Maseches Chagiga, if you're Bezim Bez, that's not considered E.T., that's permitted. And again, that's why it wasn't a problem for Gamliel to have the image of the moon. But the Gemara still asks, V'shememod ha-tach n'mishari, is it really true that those in the lower domains of the skies, they're permitted? But V'tanya, you learn the Braisa, and this is a pasuk in Shemais that begins, it's in Perek Chav Pasuk Dal, that says, Leisas l'cha fesel chotamun, he shouldn't make for you any graven image. And then it says, Asher b'shemayim, which is in the heavens, and the Braisa explains, what does that mean you shouldn't make? It means l'rabis, to include Chama u'levana, the sun and the moon, k'chav mazalis, the stars and the constellations. And the next word in the pasuk, Mim'al, that's above, is l'rabis malach ashar, comes to include the ministering angels. So you see clearly that the prohibition of having this pesel includes even the sun and the moon. So how do we have an image of the moon? That the Gemara answers, Kitanya Hila of them. That pasuk that was saying it's forbidden with the image of the moon was saying that means to serve the moon. But to make it, that's not a problem. And that the Gemara asks, Hila of them, if the pasuk is referencing regarding serving it, well then I feel a shulshul katanami, then even a small little worm is forbidden to serve. You can't serve anything. So why would we be including just those things like the sun and the moon? And that the Gemara says, Enechanami, the truth is you're right. Everything is forbidden to serve. The time, like within the Braisa, that's actually what the Pasuk continues. As the Braisa explains, it says then the Pasuk, Asher Ba'aretz, which is in the land, is L'rabbis. What are you not allowed to serve? Harim, mountains, Egvois, and hills, Yamim, seas, and the Haris, and rivers, Afikim, streams, Ugoyis, and valleys. And when the Pasuk then says, Mitachas, which is below, is L'rabbis, Shul Shulkot, and even the small little worm, they're all included in this prohibition of serving something, but it's in context of serving, not of making. And that is, you could make, it's not included in Leisas and Iti, you could make the image of the moon. So the Gemara still asks, but is it really true that just to make the moon is permitted? But V'tanya learned the Braisa, says clearly, Leisasun Iti, you shouldn't make with me, which means Leisasun Kidmusha Mashayim Basham Shlofan. You should not make like the images of those things that serve me in front of me. What are they? Like the sun and the moon, Kekhav Mazalis, stars and constellations. So it says clearly that you're not allowed to make the image of the moon. So again, Hadrin Lil have that image. I think my answer is you're right. It actually is forbidden to make the image of the moon and the sun and the stars and constellations. But Shining Lil was different that he had these images, Nacher Masalai, because others, specifically non-Jews, they were the ones that made it for him, and therefore he didn't transgress this Isser of Leisasun Iti because he didn't make it, it was made for him. But that the Gemara asks, that's still problematic. Because of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda, who he had an image on his ring, Da'acher Masulai, that still others had made for him, non-Jews, V'amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and still Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna, sharp one, Sami Eina Dedein, blind the eye of one of the eyes of this image, meaning he was trying to tell him to destroy that image. Now, why is that the case? If you're saying that there's no problem about having such an image of someone else, a non-Jew, made for you, so why did Shmuel tell Rabbi Yehuda to destroy part of the image? The thing we're answering is that's for a different reason. Hasam chesame berlet haba. There, his ring, that image was protruding. And that is a problem. Umishum chashad, because of suspicion that people are going to say, this is his idol that he has on his ring. Ketan like lenda brisa. Tabas, regarding a ring, it depends what type of image it is, if it's forbidden, and what would be forbidden. Chesame berlet, if the signet, if the image is protruding, that's asla necha, that you're not allowed to put on your finger. And that's as we explained before, because of suspicion, that it looks like it's your idol. But you could go ahead and make a seal with it, you could sign with it, because when you stick it into something, which is how they used to do, like something of wax, then the image won't be sticking out, it'll be sunken in, which that's okay. It's only a problem if it's an image that's sticking out. If let's say the ring that he has in it is actually, it's sunken in, then you could put it on, because then again, it doesn't look like a graven image. It's not something that's sticking out, it's only sticking in. But then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and sign with it, because then when you would sign, it basically would be pushing out what's on the side, so then the image would be protruding, and that's the problem of having that idol, is when it's sticking out. But the main idea is that if you didn't make it yourself, which was the case of Mglil, then you could have it. The only thing is, in the case of suspicion, which was what the halacha was, he was telling Rabbi Yehuda, that people are going to suspect that this is Yabai Dazar. To which the Gemara asked him this, Umi Chashin L'Chashad, is it really true that we do suspect, if we see a graven image by someone, that it's his Yabai Dazar? But Vahi Be'Kanish L'Dashav Yaseh Ben Arda, but there was a certain shul, there was Pesach Knesset, in which was called Shafi Yaseh, which was Narda, where according to one pshat, that was just the name of it. And some actually say that it's a reference to a certain synagogue or shul that was destroyed and then was later built. And the Shechinah was always found in that shul. And this was that Yechanya and those who went to exile with him, they built it in Galus Bavel because they took the stones from Yerushalayim with them, which the Pasuk in Tehillim Kof Bei says, Ki ratza avedecha savaneh, because your servants desire its stones, that of Yerushalayim. That's actually what Shafi Yasmin means. Shafi means to say it was taken away and then settled down in Narda. With the Havabe on Darta, there was this image, the graven image of the king. All the Gedalim, Rav and Shmuel, the father of Shmuel and Levi, they all went and davened there. They weren't concerned about suspicion that, look, here's this pestle, there's this image of the king, and as if it's a god for them. So that the Gemara says, Rav Mshami. A public is different. A public's not under that suspicion that they're serving it. But an individual, if he has it on his ring, that's what he told Rabbi Yehuda, that that's a concern, that if it's sticking out, which was his case, it's a problem of chashada. But then the Gemara asks, so Rabbi Gamliel, it's not a problem because others made it for him. But by Rabbi Yehuda, also others made it for him. So, but Shmuel said there's a problem about chashada. So now the Gemara asks, but for Rabbi Gamliel, Yachadu, Rabbi Gamliel was an individual. He was not a rabbi, and therefore he should also have the same concern that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda of chashada, of suspicion that maybe he's worshiping these images of the moon. Now the Gemara says three answers. Either Kivin the Nasi, who since he was the prince, so Shchichi Rabbi Gabe, so everyone came to him, so he has the same halacha as a rabbi, and therefore he's not under suspicion. Iboy same, or a second answer you could say is actually the prakam haba. It was made of different parts. Therefore, he didn't have just the image itself to say that it was worshiping it. It's only when they came to ask questions that he would put it together. That wasn't a problem of holding on to it. Iboy same, or if you want, you could say a third approach, lehislamit of it. He had these images of the moon to teach and to learn the proper halachas. Seven, it says, the pasuk in Devarim, lehislamit lasis. You should not learn to do. In other words, don't have these images to worship them, but you could learn, in other words, you could have these images if it's to understand and to teach, which was what his purpose of having it was, that he wanted the celestial spheres to go ahead and explain to them the images of, and ask them the appropriate questions. That is actually permitted to have. It's only a problem of having it if you want the lasses, if you want to worship it, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was under no problem about chashadah.